DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not exactly sure how long ago it was that I first met our next guest, but it's probably been better than 2 years. He was a lieutenant colonel in the United States Air Force Reserves flying C-17 aircraft, and now he is retired. And while he was helping with Folds of Honor, even though he retired from the military, he has continued to help out with the local Western Pennsylvania chapter of Folds of Honor. And I am glad to have Lieutenant Colonel Ed Jackson joining us here, retired, on KDKA. What does a pilot do in retirement? I mean, you don't just go out and just find an airplane and just start flying around the neighborhood, right? I mean, how do you pass the time?
I tell you, it's, I think I just mentioned to you earlier, you never know how busy you are until you quit doing it. And then you're like, oh my God, that was a busy life. But, I'm enjoying civilian life. I'm working for the Federal Aviation Administration and looking to maybe down the line start tinkering with some light airplanes, the single engine types. I can maybe get back in the air here.
Now, wait a second. You go from flying a C-17 to a single engine and you're going to trust having just one rather than those massive ones that were under your wings in a C-17?
Yeah, I know. I was a little spoiled in my career. I guess.
Hey, so talk to me about how you got involved. Remind us of how you got involved with Folds of Honor.
Yeah, you know, I was. I talked to you a couple years ago, right?
Yes.
I think the first day we talked was the day I retired.
It was the last day that you were working. Absolutely great memory.
Yeah, that was 2021. So, so when I was fixing to retire, I served almost 27 years, and when you're doing that, you just I was looking out at the horizon of my life and thinking, man, I want to continue to serve in some capacity. And so I started doing research on different charities, and I hooked up with Bubba, Mike Papella.
Yep.
And Folds of Honor just resonated with me with educational. My wife was a teacher with educational scholarships for the military and the first responders. It just fit. So I talked to Mike and we just started rolling it from there. And shortly after there, I joined the board of directors for Folds of Honor Western PA.
Yeah, and you also have done a lot of things as far as helping out with other military committees and things like that. The thing about Folds that is remarkable is 92 cents from every dollar that is donated goes to those scholarships. And since it was founded in 2007, more than $200 million has gone to family members of deceased or disabled military members. And now, as you mentioned, first responders as well. I mean, you talk about an efficient use of your resources. How does Folds manage to do that year after? And it actually just went up. It was 91 cents. Now it's 92. They're getting better with age.
I tell you what, I think it's all based on, you know, when I was back in the day looking at where I wanted to maybe continue my service, Lieutenant Colonel Rooney. Just his work ethic and his philosophy. He just designed us around a great premise, and he's a great guy. He's just very dynamic, and he's one of those guys you knew this was going to be successful and continue to be successful. Yeah. So
this weekend is Jam Fest, the 3-on-3 basketball tournament. So now that you're retired from flying, you probably have a little more time to work on your jump shot and your crossover move. Are you going to put an adult team in the North Park, adult recreational division and see if you can win the whole thing?
Well, I tell you what, man, I'm a fan of all sports, but, my game was always ice hockey. So I don't know if you ever want me on the basketball court.
So you've been on all sorts of hard surfaces. It's just that not hot surfaces. Yours tend to be a little on the colder side. Jam Fest, though, is really, really amazing. It starts for third graders, runs all the way up through the adult divisions. There are recreational or competitive divisions. And the best thing about it is that here we are, third year of putting on this 3-on-3 basketball tournament. It has gotten bigger year after year after year, and now to the point where, again, we start at 10 o'clock in the morning and it pretty much goes all day long, with the money that comes in going to Folds of Honor. The registration deadline is tomorrow evening if you do want to put a team in Western Pennsylvania chapter for Folds of Honor. If you just do a Google search for Folds of Honor Western PA, it's there on the main page, and you can get your team entered and put it in there. The thing that I love about Folds, Ed, is the fact that there are a myriad of different ways that you can give money back. That maybe it's buying something at a jewelry store where a portion of the proceeds go to Folds of Honor. Maybe it's playing 3-on-3 basketball. Maybe it's playing in a golf outing. Maybe it's playing or going to a restaurant where you know that they're donating anything they make that night to Folds. There's just a ton of different ways to get involved. They've made it very easy to say yes, haven't they?
Yeah, they sure have. They sure have, Rick. And, you mentioned the Jam Fest. That's certainly, you can also go on the Folds of Honor website, like you said, register. They've made that really easy. That's a great day. We also have a few. If you've got time, I'll run down a few other events.
Absolutely. No, that'd be fabulous.
Okay, for everybody to participate in. Let me start with, I'll just kind of do these in chronological order here. Saturday, 26th of August, the West Sunbury Legion Riders, they're doing their fourth annual ride for the vets in honor of Folds of Honor. You register there by 10 a.m. That's at 1431 West Sunbury Road in West Sunbury, PA. So definitely join us for that. Saturday, September 2nd, we have the fourth annual Folds of Honor Golf Scramble. You can contact Mindy Hess at 814-797-1813. That's at the High Level Golf Course in Kossuth, PA.
Yep, up north, yep.
Yep, they're asking for, if you could sign up by the 20th of August, and proceeds for that will go to Folds of Honor Western PA. Monday, September 11th, I know that's a day we all will remember, yep. September 11th, that day. But the Citadel is doing their first annual charity golf outing, and that's in Treesdale Golf and Country Club in Gastonia, PA.
Yeah.
And you can register for that or look into that one. It's events at citadelcg.com. Events at citadelcg.com. September 16th, one that you helped me with last year, and I hope you help me with this year again. I got to talk you into it. Is the second annual Folds of Honor Day at the Dented Keg in Mars, PA.
Yep.
Great event, great fun, great place. They do a special brew for Folds of Honor that day, and we'll have a full day of fun there. I'll be on that one personally.
Yep, awesome.
So it'd be great to see you there too, Rick. We can get as many folks as we can out to the Dented Keg Saturday, 16th of September.
Yep.
Then the day after that, the Butler Elks Lodge golf outing will happen. It's at the Highland Golf Course in Butler, PA. You can contact Jim Mullen at 814-673-3024 or Scott Ponteri at 724-316-7967. And that will be at the Highland Golf Course in Butler, PA. And then last but not least, and I know you love it and you participate, the grand finale, the 3rd and 4th of October, the Folds of Honor Western PA two-day golf event at Laurel Valley Golf Course in Ligonier, PA. This is a fantastic event. I'm going to let you even speak to it more, Rick, because I know that you are loving this one.
Yeah.
But you can contact Chris McKnight at 724-396-7944 or Jason Roth at 412-576-5308. For all your listeners out there, we hope to see you at these events. We love this time of the year. It gets really busy, and it's for a great cause.
Well, and as you can see, just a wide variety of things there to do. Again, you can find out more about these on the website, Four Folds of Honor Western Pennsylvania Chapter, the Facebook page. All the information is on those links for you there as well. But would love to see not only you, Ed, at these events, but other people from around the community there as well, whether it's playing hoops this weekend. And again, the deadline to get your team in is tomorrow night. So you can put as many as five people on a roster. You can also find a link on 937thefan.com because they are a big sponsor of it here at Odyssey Pittsburgh. And I can't wait to see you out there, Lieutenant Colonel, and catch up with you again real soon. All right.
Hey, great talking to you as always, Rick. Great to hear your voice.
Always good to have him on. Lieutenant Colonel Ed Jackson, retired U.S. Air Force Reserves, flying C-17s in the military. Now he's thinking about jumping into a single. Are you going to change your mind? Are you still crazy enough to do that, huh?
Hey, I'm going to have that calling to get back in the air.
I'm sure. Well, if you can fly those big C-17s, you can certainly fly a little one and probably turn it into a glider even if you need to. You got enough hours in the air. Ed, thank you so much. I sure appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.